Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Lewis. Welcome to Loose Trails and Tales. We take an extended look at the people and the places in rural America that truly make it what it is. Loose Trails and Tales made possible by Superior Livestock Auction. More information about the upcoming auctions and the Internet Country Page Auction tomorrow online, superiorlivestock.com. The All-American Beef Battalion continuing to be the one and only, not the one and only, the avenue to say thank you to our nation's soldiers, sailors, airmen, marines, and coast guardians. Only with your assistance at stakesfortroops.com. My favorite destination in the nation, Carabond, is straight north of Knowles, Oklahoma, Medora, North Dakota. On the web, MeduraND.com. Continuing coverage of the fire. Today, finally, we're going to go to Oklahoma, Knowles, Oklahoma. My informant, I'm just going to call Codell my producer for today,
okay.
Because, you know, okay. she really has a paying job. My job doesn't pay or anything, but I'm going to call Codell uh-huh. Cunningham, my producer of this radio broadcast. Okay. Are you familiar with her?
Yeah, I just left her office.
You did?
She is one amazing person. That's all I have to say.
Well, I met her briefly at the AFR uh-huh. convention. And I've been trying to get her on the radio since I met her, and she just won't do it. But she said, you should get Eric Bond on. So I called Eric.
Yeah.
Then I called his wife, Kara, and boom, it sounds to me like you have the story I need to tell folks. Tell us about your last week, Kara.
You want me to start from March the 6th, when it happened?
I want you to start from what you think is relevant.
Well, relevant is that my husband is a volunteer fireman, and we live in Knowles, Oklahoma, which is way up in the panhandle. I'm a city girl, so I've only been out here for 3 years, and he wanted me to go gather the cows down the river, Beaver River, while he was fighting the fire in Mokane. All of the football guys in Laverne, where my boys go to school, were at Oklahoma City. They were celebrating winning the national champ for football. So all the football guys were gone. Mm-hmm. One of my sons were there. The other one that's still in high school. I called him out of school. We both met down at Beaver River. And at the time, my husband had just got down there, and he was trying to keep the fire from our neighbor's house down by the river, which is close to our cows, keep the fire away from that. This gentleman was in Oklahoma City trying to get home at the time, and so we had several neighbors and all that out there already at this gentleman's house that's next to the river that's where our cows are.
Right.
So,
can I interrupt you a second, Kara?
Sure.
Because this is so typical of a rural uh-huh. American farm and ranch family, while uh-huh. your husband, Eric, is uh-huh. off fighting a fire as a volunteer fireman somewhere else, his
right.
own property is in jeopardy.
Uh-huh. Right.
He's
helping his neighbors.
He's helping uh-huh. his neighbor. That's mm-hmm. just so telling about the family yeah. and the community of agriculture, don't you think?
Definitely so. He's a giver. He's not a receiver. So he's there in a heartbeat, you know. And he has a regular job. He's a pumper, and he has cattle, and you know he takes care of it all. He takes care of his neighbors and takes care of his family and. That's the last thing he was thinking about is his farm.
Mm-hmm.
Or he calls it his ranch. I'm sorry, that's a city girl talking. It's a ranch.
Yeah. You said he's a pumper. What does that mean?
He takes care of wells around.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Got it.
But then he has cattle and horses and takes, you know, he's 24/7. He doesn't get a vacation. He works 7 days a week. And so,
So I interrupted you, and you're on a good path. You're going now down by the creek.
So we were down there. My son, I call him my son. He's my bonus son. He gathered 22 cows, and of course, I only had two. We were in different vehicles. I got two, and he got 22. But he pushed the cows up towards the north. and got those out of the river. And my husband was down there, like I said, at the neighbor's house, and the wind shifted. The wind shifted, came from the west and shifted to the east. And probably within 20 or 30 minutes, was pretty close to where the cows were that I was trying to get. There were six other people down there trying to, there were six people, there was actually 12 people down there. Six people got out before it was getting any worse. The six people that were still down there with me, one lady was on a four-wheeler, two were on horseback, and it was my husband and two other people besides me. I think that's six. Well, my husband was right behind us, and he just said, he told everybody, it's coming, get out of here. And he did, the smoke and the fire was so bad that we couldn't even see. So he was in the fire truck. He basically pushed us out with his fire truck, trying to get us to, so we could see. We got out by the grace of God. And at that time we met at the neighbor's house, which they were still saving. The other people were still trying to, save. They did save the house, there, but it burned all of his, Dane Drake's equipment. But you know, we were okay with that. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, it's about 10 miles. The river is about 10 miles from our house. And it had hit our house in 10 minutes, or our land in 10 minutes. One of our friends, I called him before I even left to go down to the river. I said, would you please go and let our horses and cows out of the corral, because they're very close to our house. And so he went, let them out, and the fire just almost consumed him too. He just left the house and got out. We know now, we were told that somebody had come after him and sprayed the house down with water so the house wouldn't burn. But at the time we were down the river, we got a phone call and said, it's all gone. Excuse me. It's still hard to talk about.
No problem, Kara.
Of course, you know, we tried to get out so we could rush up and see if we could save anything at the house. I think the most important thing is that, of course, our neighbors got out, everybody was safe, but my business boys lost their mom 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. 4 years ago to cancer, and I wanted to get, you know, their pictures out and those treasures that those boys had of her, and that's all I could think about is we lost that. Well, we got back to the house, and by a miracle, it was saved, but it was still burning all around the house, so my husband and my bonus son fought the fire around there for probably maybe an hour, and that was kind of contained, and then my husband and my bonus son went on and was called to the neighbors down the road, and they fought fires for 3 days, with probably maybe 4 hours of sleep. On the third day, my husband and my bonus boy came home, finally took a shower after 3 days and maybe got 5 or 6 hours of sleep and went back out. It still burned. It still burned a lot. But around us, none of the houses, our neighbors' houses didn't burn. But we lost our equipment. We lost, you know, livestock. We lost our tractors, and, you know, our trailers, our horse trailers, and everything that we use to take care of those cows and those horses, and you know, that's just important, because my husband, you know, he's worked for everything he has. It's that was that was his livelihood and still is. I think he told me that we've lost 20 cows, 15 or 16 yearlings, and maybe 15 or 16 babies. We don't really know. We've doctored them and all that. We don't know if some of them we're going to have to put down or not because right. It's just one of those waiting games.
Kara, we have about 2 minutes left, and,
okay.
And I don't want to cut you off. But I'm
no,
assuming
I hope
you've
you cut
already,
me off. I hope you cut me off from crying because anyway, the people that have come from Texas, New Mexico, from Oklahoma City, from Edmond, we saw fire truck. I mean, we saw fire trucks from Bell City, Edmond, Midwest City. They were there all last week and we're exhausted but still fighting. This week we've had hay and more hay and more hay. My husband finally told people Wednesday that, yeah, he'll go ahead and take some because it's very hard for him to be on the receiver end. So we had people come last night from Texas that left at 7:30 in the morning and got there about 9 o'clock last night, three loads of semi of hay. And actually, there were six loads together. They took some to the neighbors. And 14 pickup trucks full of supplies. And they drove all day to get here. So it's just amazing stories like that that people just don't know us but want to give and still are giving. And, you know, we're going to be okay. We have, you know, we survived and we're going to survive. We're still continuing to survive just because that's how we are. You know, we're Oklahomans. We don't give up. You know, it'd just be easy just to walk away and, you know, not want to do it anymore, but that's just not how we are. So,
Carabon, the only thing I know to do is say thank you for your perseverance and may God continue to bless you.
It's been over a week, and it's still pretty hard to talk about.
Yeah, I understand. Please tell Eric that your family's in our thoughts and prayers. Loose Trails
well,
and Tales.
That's how we made it through.
Loose Trails and Tales. Always remember, be gentle, stay firm.